All right, folks, here we are. It's April, and students out there, this time of year, if they haven't already, they've got to make a decision, and that decision is going to impact the rest of their life. And, of course, we're talking about furthering their education. And with us, again, it's been a few months, but we've got Marilyn Cargill joining us from Vermont Student Assistance Corporation. And, Marilyn, these kids got to make the decision because if they're not going to take a semester off, they're going to start in the fall. What should families consider when they're comparing schools, and how can they make college more affordable?
Great question, Jeff. So to start with, there's so many things that families look at when they're looking at schools, and certainly location is an important piece for some families. The major, the strength of how many students they place after graduation, those are all important factors. But for a lot of families, one of the key decisions they have to make is whether or not that school is affordable. And this is the time of year when award letters should be coming into students, especially those students that are starting in September, so that they can do a comparison of the award letters and determine whether or not they can afford those particular institutions. One of the tools that VSAC offers on our website is a worksheet or a spreadsheet that helps them actually lay out those award letters side by side to say, what is the cost of the entire institution? How much grant money and free money and scholarship money do I have that I don't have to repay? How much of this is work study that I'm actually going to have to work for in order to earn? And how much are we expected to borrow in order to be on this campus? And it really helps you begin to compare apples to apples from these different schools. So that is one of the first things that I would recommend that all families be doing, is putting their award letters out on the kitchen table, bringing up this spreadsheet, and really comparing the financial strength of each one of those award letters and how affordable that school will be for that student.
All right, Marilyn, I want to go back to something that you mentioned that I think really rang bells, and not just the students, but the parents' heads out there. You mentioned Vermont State grant money, and that's money that, because it's a grant, they don't have to pay back. If a student can get that, can they use that at any school that they choose?
You know, yes, Jeff, and that's one of the really unique things about Vermont. Vermont allows students to take the grant to the school that they're attending as long as that school is approved by the federal government to receive a certain type of financial aid, which almost every school out there is. So, yes, they can take it across our borders. They can use it at any of the great schools that exist in Vermont. They can use it anywhere in the country. And I will say this, though, that is a decision that has been revisited. It comes up every now and then at the State House. It came up this year. It's something that VSAC advocates for strongly because we think it's so important that students are able to go to the institution that best meets their needs.
Well, obviously, we'd like to keep our, you know, our students here in the state. It'd be awesome if they could not only get their education here, but then out of school, come back and join the workforce. But here's another question, and I know that students themselves may have a hard time with this, but how do student loans work?
So there's a lot of different student loans out there. And again, I want to give a resource to people because one of the forms you can get on our website, or if you call us, we'll be happy to mail it to you, is a student loan guide. And loans are something that, as you know, you understand interest rates and you understand that the amount that you borrow and the amount that you pay back is not the same thing. You understand compounding interest. But those are pretty new concepts for 17 and 18-year-old students who will be taking out their very first loan. So getting a book that helps explain some of that and helps you understand how to make good choices is really pretty important. So one, look for that loan guide. We just sent 10,000 of those loan guides out to Vermont families across the state. So hopefully a lot of people already have them on the kitchen table when they're looking at award letters. But when you're looking at loans, if you're offered the federal Stafford loan or the federal direct loan, that's a loan students should always be accepting. It's got low interest rates. It's got some very favorable repayment terms. Once you get past that, if you get offered loans from your schools, you want to make sure you understand the interest rates and the repayment options for those. And then for parents, there is a federal parent PLUS loan that they might also be offered. That one's a little trickier because the interest rates on the PLUS loans aren't always the best interest rates that are out there. And in fact, those interest rates sometimes are higher than the rates that VFAC offers, for example. So that's a place where parents are definitely going to want to do comparisons with the other loans that they may be familiar with, or call someone like VFAC so we can point them in directions of some of the other loans they might want to at least take a look at.
So parents and students alike should sit down with all the information that they can, weigh it out. And, of course, if they have questions, you said that they can contact you. Let's get the website and a contact number.
Sure. So the website for VSAC is vsac.org. So that one's pretty easy. And the telephone number that rings right to a counselor's desk, so you don't have to worry about going through any type of automation. You're just going to go to a live person. That number is 877-253-6485. And, of course, that is a toll-free number, so people can call us from anywhere around the state.
All right. Would you mind hitting that number just one more time in case somebody got lost halfway through it?
Sure. That number, again, is 877-253-6485.
Marilyn, thank you so much for breaking that down for us. We know that there's so much more to the process. And, you know, folks, that's the students and the parents got to get on this. So we encourage them to go to the website, and we will look forward to a chat with you again, okay?
Great. Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Marilyn.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So that's our interview with Marilyn Cargill from Vermont Student Assistance Corporation. Again, the website, vsac.org.